Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Good evening.
Thank you all
everyone.
For joining. Yes, go ahead, Pat. Go ahead, Pat. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone has had a great day today. I just thank God just for another Tuesday, another time just to commune with God. I bless him for today, and I just bless him just for allowing us to be a part of this day and just for us to meet again, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come just to say thank you, oh God. We come lifting you up, oh God, giving you the highest praise, oh God. We bless you just for who you are, oh God, and we bless you for who you are in our lives, oh God. Lord, we ask you right now to please forgive us for our sins, oh God, and please have mercy upon our souls right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this time just to commune with you, oh God, just to talk with you, oh God, because we understand that there's power in prayer, oh God. There's power in prayer, oh God. There's deliverance in prayer, oh God. There's healing in prayer, oh God. There's restoration in prayer, oh God. And you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, oh God. So we know, oh God, you also told us in your word, oh God, that man should always pray and not faint, oh God. And in the season that we're living in, oh God, we need prayer, oh God. We need it right now, oh God. And we thank you for the power of prayer, oh God. Lord, you said we're two or three touching and agreeing on the same thing. You say you are in the midst, oh God. And we thank you just for your presence, oh God, through the lines on tonight, oh God, through the airways, oh God. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for your power, oh God, Lord. I lift the world up before you, oh God. Lord, I lift us up before you, oh God. We ask you just to have mercy, oh God. Somebody is struggling, oh God. Somebody is weary in their minds right now, oh God. Somebody don't know which way to go, oh God. Somebody is seeking direction, oh God. We ask you to order their steps in the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody has given up hope, oh God. Somebody don't even feel that there's a reason to live, oh God. We ask you just to touch their individual mind right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch in the name of Jesus from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, oh God. Oh, we bless you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. Lord, somebody just lost a loved one, oh God. And we ask you to comfort like never before, oh God. Somebody is on their way to an open grave, oh God. Somebody just left an open grave, oh God. We ask you to comfort, oh God. Bring your peace, oh God. Allow your peace to be their portion in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know there's spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. But we thank you. We bless you that the government still rests upon your shoulders, oh God. Oh, we thank you for your power, oh God. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, oh God, just for being who you are, oh God. We thank you that you still sit high and you look low, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for being our vindicator, oh God. Somebody's struggling in their minds right now, oh God. Somebody's battling an addiction right now, oh God. But we understand that there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. There is nothing too hard for you, oh God. Somebody is laying on the bed of affliction right now, oh God. But I know you to be a healer, oh God. I know you to be the master surgeon, oh God. Lord, we ask you to allow your healing virtue to flow in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we thank you right now, oh God. Somebody is on their way to divorce court, oh, right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to reconcile that marriage if it pleases you, oh God. Oh, we bless you, oh God. Or somebody's living in a dysfunctional home right now, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Needing guidance. Needing direction, oh God. Touch that individual. Touch that family, oh God. Touch their home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. You said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, you said, then you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive their sins and heal the land, oh God. And our land needs healing right now, oh God. Our land needs healing right now, oh God. And we're crying out to you, oh God, to have your divine way, oh God. Have your divine way in the name of Jesus right now, oh God. Somebody is crying out to you, oh God. They need you, oh God. They need you, oh God. Lord, somebody has turned to drugs, oh God. Somebody has turned to pills, oh God. Somebody has turned to alcohol, oh God. Oh God, have mercy in the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody, oh God, is about to take their last pill, oh God. Oh, but I lift them up before you, oh God. Have that away in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we bless you, oh God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. You're so mighty, oh God. You're so kind. You're so loving and you're so faithful, oh God. Oh God, help us, oh God. Help us to be more like you each and every day, oh God. Help us to die to the flesh each and every day, oh God. Help us to be more loving, oh God. Help us to be more kind, oh God. Help us to be more loving, oh God. Help us to be more patient, oh God. That same grace and mercy that you show towards us, oh God. Help us to extend that same grace and mercy unto your children, oh God, to your people, oh God. Oh, we thank you right now, oh God. Help us to be that shining light to somebody's dark pathway, oh God. Help us to be that Bible that somebody read, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. We need you right now, oh God. And we won't be able to make it without you, oh God. Continue to lead and guide us in the way that you would have for us to go, oh God. Each and every day, oh God. Each and every day, oh God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your everlasting mercy, oh God. We thank you for your amazing grace, oh God. We thank you for life right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, for giving us another chance, oh God. Oh, I bless you personally, oh God, for not just being a God of a second chance, but a God of another chance after another chance after another chance. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, because I know you didn't have to do it, oh God. But I'm living, I'm talking, I'm walking, and I'm breathing by your grace and your mercy, oh God. Lord, forgive me for taking you for granted, oh God. Forgive me, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us to be your mouthpiece, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Oh, we bless you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you for your presence, oh God. Oh, we thank you. Somebody is bound right now, oh God. Lord, somebody is bound right now, oh God, but we know that you're able. We know that you're able to set the captive free, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. I bless you for being my lily in the valley, oh God. Oh, I thank you, oh God, for being my water in dry places, oh God. Lord, I thank you for being my bridge over troubled waters, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Oh, I thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. When I didn't know which way to go, you was right there, oh God. Thank you for not giving up on me, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Oh, I bless your holy name, oh God. Oh, keep us on the straight and narrow, oh God. Oh, Lord, so we'll be living, walking, breathing vessels for you, oh God. Oh, God, so we can tell somebody about your goodness, oh, God. We'll be able to tell everybody, oh, God, about your grace and your mercy, oh, God. We'll be able to tell somebody about your love, oh, God. Help us to be walking, breathing testimonies, oh, God. Oh, we thank you, oh, God. Oh, I thank you, oh, God. Oh, I thank you, oh, God. Oh, I thank you, oh, God. Oh, you deserve the highest praise. Hallelujah to your name, oh, God. Oh, we bless you, oh, God. And we do thank you, oh, God. Oh, we bless you, oh God. Continue to bless this prayer line, oh God. Everybody that comes on, oh God, bless them in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. And we ask all of these men and blessings. In your darling son, Jesus' name, we do ask it all and pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Oh, we bless you, oh God.
Jesus, hallelujah. My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Hey, God. Yes, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Ooh.
My God, Jesus. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Oh.
Hallelujah. My God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if there's a scripture or word, Pat, that you have that you want to share with us before you have to go. If it is, if you please feel free to share it with us at this time. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, oh God.
Mm.
The scripture that comes to
Jesus.
Mind is Romans 8:28. For we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. I just want to encourage us on tonight. It doesn't matter what you may be going through. It doesn't matter what you may be facing. All things. He said all things work together. So when it seems bad, even when it feels bad, Jesus, even when it feels bad, it looks bad, we don't even see the way. How will you work it out, God? What is my next move? He said, all things work together for your good. All things. He didn't say some things, 10% of the things, but he said all things. So I just want to encourage all of us, it doesn't matter what you may be facing, maybe a sickness that you may have been dealing with for the last 10 years. It doesn't matter what it is because there's nothing too hard for God. It may be a marriage on its way to a divorce court. Nothing too hard for God. Financial hardship, nothing too hard for God. In need of employment, nothing too hard for God. Nothing. You may be dealing with an addiction, nothing too hard for God. All things, we have to know. If we trust God, we don't have to, I've learned a long time ago, we don't have to trace God's track. God, what are you going to do next? What I should do next? No, we don't have to trace his track. Just trust him. Just trust him. Trust him. He is the same God. He's healed you before, he's the same God. If he's delivered you out of something before, he's the same God. If he's restored you, he's the same God. He is the same God. He changes not. So whatever you're going through, keep your head in God's hand. Keep your eyes to heaven. God told me on Sunday morning as I was in service, he told me that we're standing under an open heaven. He said, we're standing under an open heaven in this season that we're in right now. And he said, if you can believe it, wholeheartedly, whatever it is, whatever that thing may be. He said, if you can believe it wholeheartedly, he told me it shall be. He said, it shall be yours. Receive it on tonight. Receive it on tonight. Receive it on tonight. Oh, we bless you, God. Oh, we bless you. He said, receive it on tonight. It's yours. You can go ahead and thank him for it. You can go ahead and praise him for it. You don't have to wait to see it. Faith isn't what we can see with our physical eyes, but we have to be able to see it before we see it. We have to be able to see it before we see it. Oh, I bless you, God. Oh, I'm preaching to myself. Hallelujah. We have to be able to see it before we see it.
Jesus.
God said the just shall live by faith. And that's it. Not what our supervisor is saying. Not what is what it looked like. Not what people do to us. He said the just shall live by faith.
Jesus.
And we are living in the end times. And it ain't going to be your money. It's not going to be your title. It's not going to be your position on your job. But it's going to be your faith in Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes,
one
Lord.
And only
yes.
that will see us through.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The one and only that will see us through. It doesn't matter how big your bank account is. It doesn't matter if you're the CEO of your company. It doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there.
Thank you, God.
But the season that we're in right now, it will be our faith in God that will see us through.
Yes,
it will be our faith in him. Our faith in him and him alone that will see us through.
Jesus.
And we can declare with all power that God has entrusted in us
Jesus.
That all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord. All things.
Oh,
Jesus, I bless you. God has given us authority, the just. He said, whatever we bind on earth, he'll do the same in heaven. So he give it to us first. Whatever you bind, I do it. Whatever you lose, I do it. That's what he said.
Yes,
Lord. He's talking to the judge. Whatever we bind, he said, I do it in heaven. Whatever you lose, he said, I do it in heaven. He said, he's giving us power over the serpent. He said, by no wise shall he harm us. By no wise over the serpent.
Yes,
he's giving us, the judge, the power to declare that all things will work together for the good. All things. Oh, I thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm preaching
Jesus.
To myself. I thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what
Jesus.
The doctor report reads. We have to know. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. We know the enemy is busy, but God is still sitting on the throne.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's still sitting on the throne. And he's a God that cannot lie. He's a God that cannot lie. Oh, I bless you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
God has a track record in my life. I can trust his track record. I've seen him do it. I've seen him heal me before. I've seen him deliver me before. Oh, bless you, God. I have a long track record. He has a track record that I can trust.
Jesus.
Sometimes me and my fellas. Sometimes our own family may fail us sometime or disappoint us sometime. But God has a track record that we can trust.
Jesus.
Trust in God.
My
in
Lord.
Him and him alone. And watch him do it. Watch
Thank
him do
Lord.
It. For you, you and you, watch him do it. For your
Thank
children,
you,
your wayward children, your husband, your wife. Your supervisor, your co-worker,
you,
your enemies. Oh, I bless you, oh
Jesus.
God.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, we complain about our enemies. Oh, you know, she don't like me, he don't like me. God, for you to make your enemies your footstool. So how are we going to go hire you? We're going to have to have enemies.
Thank you, Lord.
So don't get mad because they don't like you. That's what they're supposed to do. But we got to keep our eyes on heaven. We're standing under an open heaven. God said, whatever that thing is, believe
Hallelujah.
Wholeheartedly, and it shall be yours.
Jesus.
Oh, we bless you, God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Oh, I bless you, God.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Tis
so thank
sweet
you.
To trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to stand on his promise and to know thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. Hallelujah. How I proved him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Tis so sweet, hallelujah, to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to stand on his promise, just to know, hallelujah, the sin. The Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, hallelujah, it's personal, how I proved him over and over, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace, hallelujah, to trust him more, hallelujah, 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 trust in the Lord and lean not, hallelujah, into your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for directing our path. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just honor you tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we magnify your name, oh, God, knowing that there is no one God but you. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you are so worthy to be praised, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are our blessed assurance. Oh God, that you are our unchanging God, that you're immutable God. Oh God, in you there is no failure. Hallelujah. And God, we already know that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word declares, Lord God, that your word shall never pass away. Everything you promise, God, I thank you, Lord God, that it shall come to pass. Oh God, I thank you that you are our deliverer. Hallelujah. Oh God, that you are our way maker, and we bless you on tonight. Oh God, we bless you. Oh God, that when our enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit raises up a standard against them. I thank you, oh God, that the standard is being raised in this hour. I thank you, oh God, oh God, that we just trust in you, God. You're the God of everlasting covenant. Oh God, you're the God that never fails. Some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. And God, tonight we just want to say thank you. We want to thank you for life. We want to thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. your kindness. Oh, God, Amando, say for your kindness. It is better than life. And God, we just come tonight, God, boldly before that throne of grace. Oh, God, knowing, oh, God, Amando, say, oh, God, that help is there. You are our helper. Oh, God, you are our helper. You are the refuge. Oh, God, for our soul, a very present to help us in the time of trouble and chaotic times. In a time, oh, God, hallelujah, when men's a love of themselves more than lovers of God. In a time, oh, God, where they're high-minded, boastful and prideful, oh, God. Oh, God, in a time like this, God, we're grateful. Oh, God, we're grateful, God, that you are covenant-keeping God, that you are God that does not forget what he promised, that you are God that never leaves us nor forsakes us. Oh, God, that you're with us always, even until the end of this age. And, God, in that we understand that nothing in this earth shall separate us from your love, no height, nor depth, nor things present, nor things to come. Oh, God, nothing shall separate us from the God that loves us. Oh, God, and so we thank you on tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, that we rest in, God, in you. We rest in your faithfulness. We rest in your goodness. We rest in your kindness, God. We rest, oh, God, in you. We trust your character. Oh, God, we trust your word. We trust what you have said. Oh, God, and we know that now that we have committed our ways unto you, oh, God, that you're bringing everything to pass. We thank you, oh, God, that you're the God that promises, oh, God, your mercy, even unto 1,000 generations. And so, God, tonight we're just grateful to be, God, in connection with you, oh, God. But we know that your word declares that when the righteous cry, that the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their trouble. And so I thank you for your delivering power. I thank you that you are our anchor. And so tonight, God, we cast off restraint. We cast it off tonight. And we submit and surrender to you. We heed to your voice. We heed, oh God, your calling. We heed your direction. We thank you for manifestation, God, of miracles, signs and wonders in this hour. We thank you, oh God, Lord God, that you were showing yourself strong and mighty. God, all we know is you. Oh, God, you're the God that never fails. You're the God, hallelujah, oh, God, that we can trust. And so we forget not your benefits. Hey, God, Amando, say, Nekorande behese kodabahat. And so, God, those that are under the sound of my voice tonight, God, whatever the needs are, oh, God, Amando, say, Father, we say, bless indeed, God, remember your people to be kind to them. Oh, God, for your kindness is better than life. Remember your people, God, to bless them. Remember your people tonight, oh, God, to encourage them. Remember them, oh, God, Amando, say, wherever they find themselves in this moment. Oh, God, Amando, say, God, whatever. Oh, God, they find themselves dealing with, God. Oh, God, my prayer tonight, God, remember your people. God, you are not unrighteous to forget them and the labor of love. You're not like man, oh, God, and for that we are grateful. And so, God, if there be any, oh, God, that is struggling with any sickness, God, any disease, God, tonight, we remind their bodies that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals all manner of disease. Oh, God, we speak to their spirits, and we speak to them, God, and we command their spirit to trust in the God who made the covenant. The Bible declares that you rise with healing in your wings. And so today, oh, God, even as we know that healing is the children's bread, Father, let them eat. Let them eat of that bread. Let them take of your healing virtue in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we pray for emotions today. We pray, God, against emotional cycles. Oh, God, that produce dysfunction. Oh, God, that severs relationship out of time. We pray, God, Emmanuel, God, for those, oh, God, that cannot our God, and we speak longevity over covenant relationships, that over godly formed relationships, that oh God, we pray today, oh God, that you would speak clearly to your people, oh God, Amande, Sekodabasatande. Oh, come on, let's bless him tonight. Emando, open up your mouth wide. Ekodabasande.
Hallelujah.
Give him glory tonight. Emando,
hallelujah.
Forget not his benefit. Don't forget about your God. Don't forget about the people of worship him. Yes, Lord. He's a covenant keeping God.
Hallelujah.
And he is near us to bless us.
Hallelujah.
We are a blessed people, not a cursed people.
Hallelujah.
He did not bring us out to curse us. He brought us out to bless us. And every curse, we send it back. Every lie of the enemy that calls you to think that you were cursed is a lie. He has blessed us, and it cannot be reversed. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow. God, for he wishes above all things that you prosper and good health, even as your soul does prosper. It is the Father's desire to give you the good of the land. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we cast down the lie of the enemy. Oh, my God, that would imprison our soul, that would cause us to hope and the worst thing that would cause us to think on those things that are negative. The devil is a liar. We cast down the evil thoughts in the name of Jesus. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought into captivity. Our minds will obey Christ. It will obey him. We obey him in our thinking. We surrender these thoughts. The Bible declares whatever things are pure, whatever things are just, whatever things are honest, whatever things be of good report. If there be any virtue, speak on these things. So I thank you, hallelujah. And I plead the blood over our minds tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we are surrendered to you. We're surrendered to you, God. And we thank you that you are our anchor. Hallelujah. You are our anchor. You are our God. Hallelujah. And we trust you. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. We trust you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to share this scripture. Hallelujah. 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 Genesis chapter 3. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for we understand that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want you to take a minute and go ahead and if you have your Bible, turn with me to Genesis chapter 3.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to read to your hearing Genesis 3, starting at verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know it. God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And that's Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And I want to give a word of instruction and a word of clarity to those who would hear it tonight. The Lord began to speak to me concerning the spirits that we war against. And he said to me, these spirits are not new. They've always been around. It's an ancient, it's an old spirit. It is in the spirit of the enemy. And there are a few things that you can see that are attributes of that spirit of deception that comes to pull us out of the will of God. And one thing is the Bible says that he was more subtle. So the enemy is very crafty. He studied the craft. So those who would operate in that spirit of deception has studied some things. They've been in this for quite some time, very crafty. He says that he was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God made. And he said unto the woman, he came to her. He studied long enough. He listened long enough to hear what God said just to manipulate the words, just to sow doubt. And sometimes as we are serving the Lord, even in this 21st century, we see this happening so regularly with those of us who have other Christian faith, where there are so many different things that come to make you question the validity of what you believe. And this did not just start. This has always been happening. And there are those who would literally put themselves to the study of Scripture just to turn you away, just to pull you out of truth. There are those who will master the Word, who will become students of the Word, not under the unction of the Holy Ghost, not even under the unction to know truth, but under the influence of the enemy for the purpose of sowing deception that will pull you out of obedience. And these are some of the things that the enemy does. First, he just sows doubt. He brings doubt, and then he presents to you influence that you can have. He says, for God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods. And so he appealed to the influence. He appealed to power. See, power influence has always been something that the enemy uses to influence or try to pull us out of the will of God. But it's something he's been doing from the beginning. And he said to the woman that when you eat this, you will be as gods. You'll have power. You'll have influence. You'll be like God. And that antichrist spirit, that spirit that desires to replace the spirit of God. And that's what you have to notice, that what the enemy will do is all he wants to do is replace the truth. And so he sows words that will come to steal the truth. Even Paul said in the New Testament, if anyone comes to you and any other with any other gospel, there be no other gospel. He says, even if it's an angel, don't you even bow to him. Reject it. There is no other gospel. There is no other truth. There is nothing else, because we have seen the enemy's mode of operation, which is to replace the truth. But what Paul lets us know, the gospel, the teaching of Jesus Christ, the birth, the life, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the gospel is the power of salvation. And what it is, it has the power to save you, to redeem humanity
from the bondage and the power of sin. And so what we have to be careful of in this day and in this hour is the spirit that comes to replace truth, the words, the voice, the imaginations that come to replace the truth of what we know. And so in order to do that, though, we have to be attentive, we have to be mindful, and we have to be obedient. We have to obey God's instruction. The only way that you're going to be able to reject what the enemy says or to stop from falling into the trap is just simply obey what God says. It's just that simple. Just obey what God tells you. Just do what God says. And in our following the will of God, in us following God's plan, then we reject the enemy and the influence that he would want to have in our lives to replace the truth, to make us doubt. And in this time, we are seeing more crafty ways than ever of the enemy being able to sow doubts, even in the minds of those who've been saved for such a long time. There are those who've been in the faith a long time now questioning. We are questioning what we have known to be true for so long. Because the craftiness of this spirit that started in the Garden of Eden has studied what we believe, studied us, a familiar spirit, to sow seeds of doubt. And so I say to you, and I encourage you, continue in what you know to be true. Continue in the word of the Lord. Stand firm in truth. Walk in truth. And know that the gospel is still the power of salvation. It still has the ability to save. The Bible says to the Greek at first and then to the Jews first and then to the Greek. It has the ability to bring deliverance, healing, and transformation. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be on this line and you didn't get a chance to share, and the Lord may have something on your heart before we disconnect this call. I want to give opportunity for those who want to share as we're preparing to end the call. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And I want you, those of you who will, study Genesis chapter 3, and so that we can pray effectively as those prophetic intercessors. We want to be praying for the days and the times that we're living in. And the Lord clearly showed me how these spirits are pulling people who are of the faith out because they have studied. And now there's a spirit of manipulation and deception that is going out to pull people into bondage and to make them doubt the truth, to make them look again. And they're dealing with ancestors, they're dealing with power, influence, so many different avenues that are being used to pull us out of the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I just encourage you and I implore you as a intercessor, let's continue to pray the will of God in this hour. I love you with the love of the Lord. I thank you so much for joining us on tonight for this time of intercessory prayer. This concludes our time of prayer. Go in peace. God bless you and have a good night.